paying for service that never really seems to work. Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In heart is receptive. Praise God is alert. Never be the same. Never. Praise God. We're going to talk about something we started on last week, and in these times that we're living, I think it's vitally important that we learn how to be victorious in every area. We're getting attacks from every side. And so the title, I've entitled this tonight, Keeping Your Foot on the Enemy's Neck. Keeping your foot on the enemy's neck. Because we have the authority. Now, I made a statement last week, and I'd like to just bring it back to your attention. And the statement is this. It's not what is true, but what you believe is true. That's going to determine your life. Because you might not know the truth and believe something else is a truth, which could be a lie. Because if it's not the truth, what is it? So it's not what is true, but what you believe to be true that's going to determine your life. So you could be believing that, well, God's not healing today. And then you're not going to walk in the truth or by the stripes on His back. You are healed. And so you can't operate in that truth, because your life will be determined what you believe to be true. And so we saw, according to 1 Peter 5:8 last week, that the enemy, Satan, he goes around like a roaring lion. Yeah. But he goes around seeking whom he can devour. Which we spoke about that. If he says that he's going around seeking whom he can devour, that means not everybody. That means there are certain people that he can and others that he cannot. Right. So you need to get this in your spirit, because this is going to help your life. Trust me. And then we also saw, we looked at that. Then we also saw that he operates in the dark. Now, go with me to Psalm 104. In Psalm 104, and I want to show you that he operates in the dark. And I believe that these are the people, the ones in the dark, that he can devour. And the others in the light that he cannot devour. I believe if you're in the dark to God's word, you don't understand it, you don't know it, then you're in the dark and he can devour you. But those that are walking in the light and understand it, the Bible says in Psalm 119, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You're in the light. And then he says further down the line, he says these words, he says, the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. Yeah. So in order to get out of the dark, you need to get the light in, the light of the truth, which is God's word. Psalm 104, verse 20, he said this, you, O Lord, make darkness and it becomes night, in which creeps forth every wild beast of the forest. Now remember, he goes around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Verse 21 says, the young lions roar after their prey. Now when are they roaring after their prey? In the dark. In the darkness. You see, when you're in the light, you're going to see him coming. But when you're in the dark, you're not going to see him coming. I don't know about you, but have you ever been in a real dark room where you can't see your hand in front of your face? You won't see that enemy until he's on top of you. When you're in the dark. But the Bible says you don't have to be in the dark. He says to know the wiles of the enemy. When you understand how he operates, you understand the word of God, you know the word of God, you're in the light. Therefore, you're not going to be attacked without even seeing it coming. So I believe the ones that are in the dark are those that don't know the word, they don't operate according to the truth, they're in the dark. There's many people in the dark. There's Christians in the dark. They got saved, but they haven't opened the word. They haven't gone back to church. Nothing like that. So they're walking and operating in the dark, and they're being hunted by this enemy who goes around imitating a lion. He is not the lion. Jesus is the lion, the tribe of Judah. He wants to imitate Jesus. He wants to be like Jesus. He always wanted to be Jesus. And so he imitates the lion, which is the king of the beasts, trying to imitate the king of the kings. Now, let me tell you this. He is out right now hunting, and he's hunting in the midst of this coronavirus. I'm telling you, he's out there, and he's seeking for those that are in the dark. And I want to show you another scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Look at 2 Corinthians 4. Now, I want you to remember this. The roar of the lion cannot hurt you. The roar cannot harm you. But your response to the roar can cause you a problem. So when he roars and he comes with his threats and he comes with his lies and deceit, if you don't know the word, you're going to be shook up and you're going to get into fear, and he can attack. So it's not the roar that can harm you. Oh, when the roar comes, you're going to look around. But if you've got your shield of faith up, the Bible says you'll quench every fiery dart of the enemy. So as that roar comes and your faith is in order and you're not moved by it because you know the truth, you're going to feel the thud, but you're not going to feel the pain. Amen. And so the roar cannot harm you, but your response to the roar can. Watch this in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3. He says, even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The gospel, the people that are dying are the ones who don't know the gospel, don't know the truth, don't know the word of God, don't know the good news. He says, even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. Verse 4, whose minds, now watch here, whose minds the God of this age has blinded. Amen. Who do not believe. You see that? Because he's blinded their minds, and I'll tell you how he does that, but he's blinded their minds so they cannot believe. Who do not believe, lest the glorious light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. You see, when the good news of the gospel, when the light of the gospel, when the truth of the good news, when the truth of the gospel spoken by into existence by the Holy Spirit, when that truth is in your life, then your mind is not blinded. But he comes and blinds people's minds by deceptions. He'll say things like this, well, you know that the word doesn't always work. You know such and such a person that the word didn't work for. You know they still got the sickness. You know they never got the money. And he comes trying to steal away the word to bring blindness into your mind. Now let me just tell you this. He's the God of this age. Yes. He's not the God of the world. No. I need to get this very clear. Satan, the Bible says, the minds of the whose minds the God of this age has blinded, the God of this age is Satan. Satan tricked Adam and Eve, and he took their authority, and he's now controlling the systems of the world. The world does not belong to him. Psalm 24:1 says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell there. It all belongs to God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God is the creator, not the devil. The devil couldn't create anything. We are procreators by God giving us authority to have children. But the devil does not own the world, the terra firma. He's got a lease that's running out that he stole from Adam. But Jesus took back that which the enemy stole, and he's given it back to those who are not blind. Those who are blind don't know the truth, haven't received the truth of the gospel and received Jesus, and they choose to be atheists. Or they choose not to receive and not to believe. Those are the blind ones that he's deceiving. And the gospel's not shining in. You make a decision to believe the word of God. Yes. We just make a decision. But he's not the God of the world. He's the God of the systems in the world. And that's why you'll see the financial system up and down crashing. You'll find the system for health crashing all over the world. You'll find the system for peace crashing. That's why Jesus has to come back to rectify the mess. So obviously, he's the one controlling the media, controlling the seven mountains. He's trying to control them all. But we're taking back that which the enemy has stolen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, stay with us now. So he's not the God of the actual terra firma of the world. That's God's. God made the world for mankind. And God's coming back to rule and reign on this earth for 1,000 years. And head office is going to be Israel, Jerusalem.
Amen.
So the age, the end of the age is going to come. But not the end of the world. Later on, a new Jerusalem is going to come down. But right now, Satan doesn't own anything. He does not own anything. He's not created anything, but he's a father of lies and the deception. But he's not a creator. Amen. That's why he's going to trick people into believing he died and came back to life. He's trying to emulate Jesus. Amen. And so Satan blinds the minds to the truth, which in turn keeps the people in the dark. If you're not walking in truth, if you're not walking in the light, you're walking in darkness. If you're walking in darkness, the enemy, the devil who goes about like a roaring lion, is able to get a hold of you. So if you've been in church, if you're a Word of Faith person, if you've been reading your Bible, if you've been listening to CDs and tapes and watching DVDs and getting involved, and you're doing the things to the best of your ability to learn more and study to show yourself approved, and you're listening to people and you're trying to get an understanding, and you question the Word, well, is God healing or not? You go back to the Word, because that's the truth. You don't go by man, you go by the Word. And the Word says he took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. The Word says by stripes we are healed. So if man says he's not healing, what does the Word say? You go to the Word. You go to the Word. You go to the Word. And then you're walking in the light. You walk in the light. Stay in the middle of the highway. Because what happens is people get on this side and say, well, God's not healing, period, and they're in a ditch. Or they're on this side and say, he's giving you all the things you want without even, with no, you know, not even trying to be decent. No, stay in the middle of the road. And when you're in the middle of the road, you see clearly. That's where we've got to be, amen? Now, that is the reason he's trying to get the Word, because the Word is light. The Word is life. The Word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And now, he comes, the Bible says, in Mark 4:15 and Matthew 13:19, he says he comes immediately to steal the word that was sown.
That's right.
Why does he try to get the word out of you? You're going to hear the word tonight. When you leave here, he's going to try to get that word out of you that you need to be in the light. And he's going to tell you things like, well, you know, so-and-so, he was in the light, but he died anyway. Or something happened to him anyway. And he's going to try to get you to doubt. And if he can get you to doubt, he gets you out of the truth. If he gets you out of the truth, he gets you into the dark. If you're in the dark, he got you.
That's right.
And he can come and destroy you. So you've got to stay in the Word of God. That's why Jesus said you can't live in your natural state and bread alone. By eating and drinking and emotions. He said you cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. You have to be walking in the light in the Word of God. Amen. So it's important to know the truth. That's why he comes immediately. He doesn't want that word to simmer. He doesn't want that word to produce and bring forth a harvest.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith.
To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious.